WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. An appeals court says a racial profiling case against an Albemarle County police officer may go ahead. Harrisonburg police charge a Richmond man with making threats to JMU students. And the Virginia Department of Health issues its first ever back-to-school warning about vaping. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, August 27. Harrisonburg police have charged a Richmond man with making threats to students at James Madison University. The Daily News Record reports that police charged Boris Sams III, age 19, with two felony counts of making threats of death or bodily harm. On Friday, the Harrisonburg Police Department received two reports of threats made through AirDrop, an iPhone app. Classes at JMU started Monday. Police say the threats were part of a prank. An appeals court says a racial profiling case against an Albemarle County police officer may go ahead. The Daily Progress reports that the case was filed on behalf of four local African-American residents. It alleges that Officer Andrew Holmes targeted them for traffic stops and search warrants because of their race, violating their 14th Amendment rights to equal protection under the law. They say Holmes made it a practice to stop and ticket three times as many blacks as whites compared to all other officers on the force. A U.S. district judge had dismissed the case in March. In reinstating the case, the appeals court ruled the lower court erred in excluding statistical evidence presented by the plaintiffs. The Virginia Department of Health has issued its first ever back-to-school warning about e-cigarette use or vaping from VPM News, Charles Fishburne reports.
We got Juul, we have Blue.
Even neighborhood 7-Elevens now stock them, but owner Brian Nichols says,
you gotta be 21, you gotta prove it before you can buy it.
Yet the Center for Disease Control says almost 21% of middle school and high school age students have tried them and often get them from older students.
We know that many teens are still accessing these nicotine products.
Jane Flowers, Virginia Department of Health, says there are dangers.
This summer, a severe lung illness has been linked to vaping.
192 cases so far have been reported in 22 states, including three in Virginia.
We are encouraging parents to please talk to students as they return to school this year.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Finally, Monday was Women's Equality Day, but as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, there is still no gender equality in the Commonwealth when it comes to pay.
Women in Virginia earn 79 cents on the dollar compared to men, according to numbers from the United States Census Bureau. And that's a disparity that has long-term consequences, says Tony Calasanti at George Mason University.
Not only are they earning less now, but they will, in old age, receive less in Social Security. So that throughout their lives, regardless of their education, their occupation, and so on, they're going to be consistently in a worse financial position than men are.
Bonnie Stabile at George Mason University says women are worse off in almost every public policy indicator.
They're less likely to make as much money as men, less likely to hold positions of authority. All the indicators, except life expectancy, I think that speaks to how tough women are, because we tend to have the greater life expectancy. But other than that, we're simply not there yet.
According to the National Partnership for Women and Families, Virginia ranks 23rd among states in terms of the wage gap between women and men. The state with the largest gap is Louisiana, and the state that's closest to parity between the genders is California. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.